Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I had to jump between.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, Shabbat Shalom. Well, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. In this precious time, the Most High has declared for the healing of his people. Let it be so, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that we seek all that is his will. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is only the whole, pure, complete word that is the gospel that has power to break all that is the dragon's spell. And indeed, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me that for his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. He told me that because of what I must do, he said, I truly must tell you things, my brothers and sisters. Yes, he told me some very important things I must do. And he said, because of what I must do, he said, I would have his protection and his guidance. Well, he told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we must understand the very basic principle of all the scriptures. Beginning with the absolute statement from the Most High, that he is one. Messiah said this is the ultimate command of all in Mark 12:29-31. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. You must love him and seek him, therefore, with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, nothing being an obstacle. And this, my brothers and sisters, we must do, that we love one another. We must, my brothers and sisters, seek the Most High, that in nothing do we deceive one another in word and deed. The Most High desires and has commanded that he must have of this world a people, my brothers and sisters, will know him and will walk true unto him in peace beyond every misunderstanding and every lie. So must it be, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, so much must it be. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, this world shall perform the purpose for which it was made. For from the very beginning, I said from the very beginning, the Most High declared with absolution, my brothers and sisters, this world is his. And that man, therefore, even according to what is the first command, man must realize, my brothers and sisters, that he should have no other God. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, no other sense of rule, no other king, but that which my brothers and sisters, the Most High himself has decreed in himself. You shall have no other God, nor the King, but he. And that means, my brothers and sisters, that whatever the Most High has planned, whatever the Most High has chosen, whatever the Most High has revealed, is required of us all. First command, he is the Holy One who led his people. He is the Holy One who will lead his people again out from all the lands like unto Egypt, out of the house of bondage. He said, you shall have no other God, no other king, no other rule, no other, no misadministration. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, therefore, no misadministration after the designs of another. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand this. If a man take away from even the least of what is divine command, it is not true to divine command. It's the rule of another. It's divisions. It is double-mindedness with which, my brothers and sisters, the Most High shall not be pleased. In the book of Jacob, they call James. It says, we be scattered among the nations, and certainly we are. If we be scattered among the nations, it is imperative that we understand, our brothers and sisters, that we must seek Yah for wisdom. I said we must seek Yah for wisdom, you know, beyond all the misconceits. Yes, beyond all the misconceits of all. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, hopefully that's a little bit clearer. Heard a little background noise I wanted to get rid of. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, it's imperative that we must realize that we all, that if we all are to, and we are, to worship the Most High as it is, as he is, it is his pure, perfect word we must discern. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is his pure, perfect word that we must all become aligned with, that indeed we shall agree. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we understand this. In the book of Jacob, it is written, and though we be scattered among the nations, the Most High still desires of us a perfect work. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the finished product that he wants from this world is a people, pure, perfect, whole, complete, unto all that is his will. If any man be double-minded, how about my brothers and sisters be divided in his sense of allegiance, seeking to praise Yah after any of the many diverse ideals of the nations. The scripture says, let not that double-minded man, after such mockeries, misrepresentations, think that he will receive anything from the Most High. Meaning that if man is to receive the Holy Spirit, the gift that is utmost required, that men discern pure and perfectly, together as one, the thoughts, the mind, the plan of the Most High. If a man is to receive that spirit, his allegiance must be unto awakening beyond all the many variant contentious misconceits and misadministrations of this world. Most High told me many years ago, either you seek all my will or you can stop right now. He will accept no less. My brothers and sisters, there's no reason whatsoever that the Most High should ever accept any of the intrusions or any of the confusion or any of the misconceited ideas of any man as part of his plan. His commandment is holy. His covenant is holy. The agreement unto himself is holy, and even as he is one. What this means, my brothers and sisters, no debate, no question about it, what it means, therefore, my brothers and sisters, is that we must awaken to realize that if we are to receive the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit without which no people can be made one in the thoughts of the Most High, we must realize, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to exceed, to perceive, to receive the truth of the Most High, that all the nations have in some way, my brothers and sisters, sought to deny and destroy. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. A true prophet of the Most High speaks after the Spirit of the Most High that would teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. Look at Yohanan, John 14:26-27, and understand. 16:12, Messiah said, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet to the Holy Spirit, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It makes all people one. It's come. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, the reason why these verses were related. In Yohanan, John 14:6, Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, or he is a way of truth unto life. Even unto my brothers and sisters, discerning the righteousness of the Most High, beyond all worldly contradictions, and beyond all, my brothers and sisters, every and all manner of controversy, miscreant ideal, misadministration, misinterpretation. He said, I am the way of truth unto life. No man comes to the Father, in other words, no one is approved of the Father, but that he come through the path that he has laid, the truth that he has done. And that's not part of the truth, my brothers and sisters, that's the whole truth. In other words, if your destination is 100 miles away, you don't go 75 miles and say that you've arrived. Somebody used to say a long time ago, 99 and a half just won't do. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it's imperative that we comprehend that the Most High will have a world and all things made true unto himself. It is not possible for men, after their carnal-mindedness, the short-sightedness of carnal mind is not possible for men to converge, to be converted in all things as one. Only by the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit that reveals the thoughts of the Most High, is such harmony even possible. Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the way of truth unto life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he said, if you love me, in other words, if your allegiance is unto my cause. See, if your allegiance is unto my cause, you must keep. And the word keep means to guard. It means to defend. It means to seek and preserve his commandments, his commandments, his authority. Even, my brothers and sisters, the rule of his kingship. And by that, my brothers and sisters, not after any of the intrusions or the misconceits or any of the misconceits that are the misrule of man. The early church was commanded beyond all the kings of the earth, beyond all the varying nations and peoples of the earth, to seek indeed what is the sure, absolute righteousness of the Most High, lest man lose his way. It's imperative that we know this. He said, if you love me, keep guard, maintain, defend. If your allegiance is unto me, keep guard, maintain, defend. How about against all worldliness? Against all the intrusion, the misconceits of this world? What is his commandment, his authority, even his sovereign kingship? My brothers and sisters, he said, if you love him, if your allegiance is unto him, even the power which was given from on high unto him, the authority over all lands that was given unto him, he said, then he would ask the Father for the Spirit of truth, which the worldly, those who love the divisions and confusion, the indiscretion of this world, he said, they would not receive it. In other words, my brothers and sisters, those who delight in the divisiveness of this world will never accept the pure, perfect truth. And why should the Most High offer man his spirit that at the end of the day, rather than seeking the whole pure, perfect truth to make his people one, they will always establish divisions? It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we understand this. What Messiah was actually saying is that you must have the Spirit of the Most High to rightly comprehend his word. The Apostle Shaul well said it. He said, the deep things of Yah are revealed by his Spirit, but carnal mind and carnal eyes and ears have not discerned indeed what is the righteous plan of the One Most High. And he even went as far as to say thereafter, after already saying that in the name of the Most High, 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, in the name of the Most High, he said, that if there are strife and divisions, well, he's for that, excuse me. He said, in the name of the Most High, unto the honor of the Most High. He said that we must all speak the same thing, no divisions, having one understanding. He went as far as to go as far as 2:16 to say that if there be strife and divisions among you, it's because you're still functioning after worldly and carnal mind. In other words, being born of this world after the misorientations of it, man must be wise to understand that he must transcend all the misorientations of the rulers of this world to convert purely and perfectly to be counted trustworthy unto the Most High. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, many have invalidated themselves because they've dared to speak without having first been spoken to, preaching misconceits, lies, misadministrations that have caused many, because of trust and illusion, not to heed and hear the true word that transcends the veils of misconceit that have been the dragon's or the serpent's spell. It's time we understand far better than this, my brothers and sisters. Indeed it is. Hear me. Messiah, came saying, all authority from on high, even authority as king, as ruler over the whole earth, has been given to him by the Father. And to trust that which the Most High has chosen is to trust and believe in the Father. Many have not understood Isaiah 44, 45, 46 in that concept. It's not turning a matter of turning away from the Most High, to trust in him whom the Most High has sent. It is imperative that you know this. Isaiah 41 even goes as far as to say the Most High has chosen one to restore his people. 41 going into 42. The Most High has chosen one to restore his people. And those whom men have elected are an abomination, an ungodly and lawless thing before him. Who then, my brothers and sisters, will understand the truth of these things? That the Most High says, Messiah, to show men all the ways, the path of righteousness that they have not known. Read Isaiah 42 and 16. For he says in 42, 1 through 4, behold my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I'm speaking with one who has indeed messianic belief, trusting what the scripture said. In fact, so much scripture in the Bible relates over and over again about the coming of one who will show man again the way of justice, the way of righteousness, the way that is acceptable unto the Most High, lacking nothing. But when that one appears, my brother, and says, who's prepared to receive him? For certainly this one must rebuke wherever it is that men's ideals have fallen short. Acts 3:18-23 relates the fact that scripture says the Most High will send a prophet among you. You shall hearken to him in all that he shall say unto you. It shall come to pass, whoever will not hearken to the voice of that prophet shall be utterly cut off from amongst the people. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that this one declares a whole pure, perfect word that all must agree in all things. My brothers and sisters, anyone who does not believe the Most High for all that he has said, it is because that one has still yet believes a devil's lie. There must come that all the world recognize the righteousness of one. A day of reckoning, my brothers and sisters. A day of reckoning. For the scriptures relate that Messiah comes because the whole world has fallen away from faith. I repeat, the scriptures relate Psalms 14, Psalms 53, Isaiah 59:8-19-21. Read out through 60:12 and then 61:1-5, where it relates that one must come to preach again the gospel, the very completion, fullness of the words that the rulers of the world have dared not. But when the pure, perfect word, uncompromised word, my brothers and sisters, related according to all that is divine promise, men discover how the systems of this world are falling short. But the rulers of this world would prefer that you trust in a multitude of varying standards. That before the unwise, they seem honorable. My brothers and sisters, it's important that you understand this. No special gift from above is necessary that men follow after the inequities, injustices, misrule that have been the many orientations of man. But a special gift from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is surely required that men come to one accord and agreement in all things the Most High has said, after him whose conscience and sense of righteousness transcends all the rulers of this world. There's a reason why Messiah said, Matthew 5:14-24, that his people ought to be an invariant light, a light to the world. In other words, no contentions amongst us, speaking no lies, doing no iniquity. Look at Zephaniah 2:16-3 and 6-3:13. A people who will follow the Lamb wherever he leads. Oh, my brothers and sisters, if many understood the meaning of that scripture in Revelation 14 as to who the Lamb must be, the faithful shepherd who was willing to give his very life. Faithful shepherd willing to give his very life, my brothers and sisters. Renouncing all the misconceits of mankind. That men might find it, my brothers and sisters, with a reference point, discern what is the true path of conversion. Psalms 19:1-14. The law of the Most High is perfect that converts the soul. What did Messiah say? Again, all give to him, therefore is king. He said, go forth. That's what he told his disciples. This is what he told the early church. To go forth to teach all the nations. That means teach them something that they did not have. Make disciples of all nations. Show them what is divine discipline, that they know him. He said, baptizing or purging, converting them, washing them clean of all worldly misconceits and misrule. Baptizing them to be washed unto the honor, Father, the Son, the name of the Father, name, the honor of the Father, the Son, by the gift of the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, only by the Holy Spirit is possible, is it possible for a man to discern the Holy Message. And many times in Scripture, when it says Spirit, it means a message. And a holy message, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the misconceits of this world, is discerned only by a gift, a special gift, a grace. The word gift and grace in original languages is one and the same. That means the power to discern beyond the world is a gift from on high. You must understand when Messiah said, if you love me, keep. It means to guard and defend his rule. He says, he is the Holy One who leads you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, meaning out from all misrule, meaning that every other form of rule is bondage. If you have any other king or any other sense of consummate sense of rule, it is indeed, my brothers and sisters, not salvation. It's certainly not deliverance from the misconceits of men. It's certainly not the full deliverance from the lies of this world or devil. He is the one who bears the truth that transcends all illusion. The question, my brothers and sisters, how many are willing to receive it? You know, in Matthew 13:24, read on to about roughly 44 or so. You find scriptures where Messiah said the kingdom of Yah is like one who planted seed. How about good seed in his field? But an enemy came in and planted weeds, tares. When the day, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, the harvest, the day of judgment comes. Though for a long time, there was no weeding out of the field. There was no pulling up of the bad seed or the weeds that came of bad seeds. That's some of the good. Let some of the good be cast away. You know, once seed is mature, it's much easier to discern what it is. But while immature, some of the weeds and the wheat look somewhat the same. But when it is matured, it is known the nature of what it is. And he said he would take the good seed, the born, good produce, if you will. He would take it and gather it into his barns to be preserved, but the rest of it would be taken away and burned with fire. Let us understand then, my brothers and sisters, what is meant in Colossians 2 and 8. When it says, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles, beguile, deceive, confuse you. Leave you in indiscretion, my brothers and sisters, after the principles of this world and not after Messiah, even the one called the Kurdi, who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all that is the darkness. If you read the Matthew 12, around 12, 13:24, up to around 44, you find out that the tares are the weeds, are the thoughts and ideas of the world that seek to choke out the good seed. The one who's, or whoever it is that would bring in false doctrine, presumptuous unbelief, he called the enemy. The good seed are the sons of those whose, let's just say, genetic markers, spiritual, if you will, genetic markers, are that of those who, my brothers and sisters, are indeed the seed of the Most High. Those who, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a will, implant the knowledge of the righteousness of his will. But did you notice, my brothers and sisters, say, though they may both grow together? I said, though they both may grow together. In the end, my brothers and sisters, only that which is purely and perfectly matured, as the product of a good seed, will be preserved and gathered, if you will, unto his house. This we must understand, my brothers and sisters, this we must understand. If we rightly discern the commandment, what Most High is actually saying, that he would bring his people out from all the lands wherein they have been kept in bondage to the darkness, blind to the exceeding light of his will. And indeed, if you understand the great dispensation, when he said all authority, even all authority as king has been given unto him, he was again saying that for conversion's sake, no short-sighted standard of any of the rulers of this world, I repeat, none of the short-sighted nor polluted standards of any of the rulers of this world should ever be an obstacle against discerning the pure, perfect will of Yah, lest men no longer discern and lose the way. But all prophecy related, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 48, that when Messiah returned, the first thing he will say to man is that he is not kept preserved and guarded the righteous way. I'm talking about Isaiah 48. And that he indeed comes with a word from the beginning to restore the remembrance of the right way to go. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, all prophecy relates that Messiah comes to restore the remembrances of the path of old. Malachi calls him the son of righteousness that arises. And said, you must remember the law which the Most High gave to his servant Moshe before comes that great, awesome day of the Most High. You must remember the heart, the beliefs, the ideals, the allegiance to the ancient Hebrew fathers. It must be restored unto the children after the ways of their fathers. Before the earth is smitten with a curse. My brothers and sisters, a great time of great judgment and great reckoning. It's upon mankind in the days very soon hereafter.
And indeed, without question, all that has been the warfare, confusion, chaos, and tribulations after unjust rule in this world has been because men dared to turn away from the righteousness, the plan, the will, only one and only Savior who can bring this world to one accord in peace. And yet men have been somehow duped to believe that not under divine law they are still favored by a gift from him. Our brothers and sisters, the book of Jakob that also warned us against double-minded indiscretion, lest we not be found worthy of the gift of the Spirit by which we might be made complete. He said in 1:17 that the gift of Yah, the every good and perfect gift, is what comes from above. And it is without variance or shadow of change. That means the grace of the Most High is unto a pure and perfect word. A pure and perfect word, my brothers and sisters, after the mind of the Creator must come from the Creator, not after a multitude of misinterpretations, which men have somehow been deceived, beguiled to delight in. In the book of Malachi, we are warned. Most High hates division against his covenant. Talking around 2:15. He desires one offspring, a people pure after the mind of a holy one. Therefore, he has warned his people, let them beware of those who seek to hide their iniquity and their robes under the false authority of what they wear, supposed kings and or priests. For the Most High will by no means be pleased with a multitude of evil or deviant ways, not true to himself. And the scripture says, he who for whom you are waiting, the Lord whom you seek, you know, the one who will reconcile all things to the will of one, will suddenly come to his temple. I mean, suddenly, even unexpectedly, unto his temple. Hosea 8 says he comes as an eagle to rebuke the unrighteousness of those who say they are dwellers in the house of the Most High. Judgment begins at the house of the Most High, yes, among the churches. I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 66 chapter relates that the Messiah will suddenly come to rebuke ultimately what is both church and state. Because certainly, my brothers and sisters, the true church unto the Most High would have in it none of the precepts of men. I want you to think about that. The very ancient definition of a church is that of a people called unto the pure, perfect will of the Most High to guard and defend the righteous way, lest men lose their way and follow after the iniquity of another. The early church knew that its greatest enemies was the misconceits of this world, even the unpurged heart. Certainly, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of this world desirous to preserve the multitude of their corruptions. The misadministrations were always an enemy against the church formed by him who said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Look through the archives. I did a show long ago, and I've said it many times. The rock, the Messiah, said he would build his church, a people consecrated unto him upon. It's a fact that he is the one that of old was known not only as the Messiah, the Savior, but as the one called the Kurdi, the one who comes suddenly like the rising sun, in varying light that casts out all the darkness and reveals the light the world would obscure, and it would expose all those who would hide the pure, perfect truth from you. It must be understood, my brothers and sisters, that the rock that he builds his church upon is one that would seek all that is divine will, and would surely, my brothers and sisters, would seek to guard and preserve the righteous way that men, lest men be misguided of the misconceits of man. The early church was warned to seek, guard, and defend, and seek all that is the pure, perfect word against all the pollutions of this world,
meaning that the institutions we presently see today have not been true churches at all. I repeat, the institutions that we see today have not been true churches, and they were not built upon that foundation, nor the expectation that Messiah will purge out all ungodliness at all. In fact, they have lied to the people, telling them that somehow people will be called justified while they maintain all manner of thoughts, miscreant ideas wrought of injustice. Again, my brothers and sisters, all that is the chaos, confusion, and warfare, tribulation that has been in this world, all the injustice of this world, has been because men turned away from the pure, perfect word of the Creator and sought to establish their own institutionalities, saying that men somehow have a right to divide up the world, set up their own institutions, their own so-called churches, nations, paying and giving homage to men to pretend that everything's all right when it's all just in so many hypocritical and divisive ways just so wrong. And yet men have believed somehow the Most High has accepted, and even that the Most High has established critically hypocritical, damnable and abominable devices, as if they should stand in the day when he appears. Our brothers and sisters, how else shall one king be established above all the unrighteousness of all others, but that, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness of one be exalted above all mankind? What I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that Messiah comes to restore the covenant, meaning that what men have had has not been a perfect agreement. What men have had for many generations has not been the way of peace. He told Abraham what? In Genesis 17, to seek his perfect way. To seek his perfect will, and that would be a blessing to all nations. Did he say an imperfect way? An imp? A devil? A deviation? Could still be a blessing or a gift or grace wrought honorable unto the Most High? I tell you, absolutely not. Man needs to wake up beyond these misconceits, my brothers and sisters. For many lies, some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. And wherever men's minds are stifled, not to discern the greater truths, men indeed are in bondage under constraints of another. And if not under divine rule, if not under divine law and guidance, whose guidance and rule are you under? Isaiah 30th chapter. It says, woe to those who take counsel, but not from him, who would offer offerings, but not of his instruction, not of his spirit, not of his testimony. And I mean direct, my brothers and sisters. Woe to those who take counsel, or those who misadminister his word. And the scripture even goes as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, these who would do this, the end result of it is only confusion, and they are like beasts who stagnate, they sit still. Hey, in other words, they refuse to reason as to the way that should be, they should go. So they are stuck, my brothers and sisters. Stuck, my brothers and sisters, in a cage in which satisfied, even looking for compromise against divine law and wanted to call themselves wise, they are satisfied, my brothers and sisters, to remain enslaved in bondage. Caged, my brothers and sisters, refusing to discern that they have not known the way. But we must indeed, who are wise, overcome this. There's a reason why Most High says in 45 and 5 of Isaiah, I am the Most High, and there is none else. There's no one supreme but me. And he is, if you look at those scriptures, it says that this is a word. Messiah himself. Oh boy, if I could tell you all I know about that one. He said that the Most High would show him the way, speaking of Messiah, would show him as his chosen shepherd. Beyond all the lies
that have hidden the truths that men have sought to hide in the secret places. They sought the truth that men sought to keep from men. To break the bars of iron, setting free to see beyond all the illusions of misconceits that men have established. That he may know beyond every crooked and fallen path that the Most High is the only Savior. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that all should know from the rising sun to the west across the entire world that ultimately there's no ultimate Savior but the one Most High, for he is the one who must even open the eyes of his chosen one. Scriptures in Isaiah 50 says that he will come forth one day saying, morning by morning the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I said it not after the flesh. Morning by morning the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Even my brothers and sisters, to show man again the path after which a holy people must indeed gain strength, solidified, reconcile, my brothers and sisters, as a people made one. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, if we read Isaiah 40:27 through 41:5, the only way this can be, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the king shall be as dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Meaning that by the accuracy of his word, the magnificence of his testimony, so all the miscreant ideals of this world be utterly exposed as far short of what initially was divinely intended. Psalms 2 says the kings of this world have conspired together against the Most High, even seeking to cast aside his law from the minds of the people. But Messiah will come one day saying, surely, Most High has spoken to me, saying, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give you the heathen, all the nations for your inheritance. Be wise, O kings, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from his way, while his wrath is kindled but a little. And in that day, according to Psalm 2, is also written, the Most High shall mock at all the rulers of the earth who have conspired to hide the truth, saying, I have set and established. How about even foreordained my king out of Zion to rule, if you will, my brothers and sisters, in my holy mountain, my holy nation. Many of my brothers and sisters, the people will be reconciled unto the will of one. But that's not possible, my brothers and sisters, while men swear allegiance, double-minded allegiances to other kings. In fact, when they tell you such things as you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, under one God indivisible, my brothers and sisters, the one holy one indivisible would not sanction all that this nation is called national, federal, if you will, political systems, state, county, city. Oh, goodness. The diverse rules, my brothers and sisters, of a diverse Senate, diverse Congress, two-party system, political, double-minded. My brothers and sisters, in the most High is one. His authority is one. And whenever men can sanction a mass of contradictions and say they are the will of the one Most High, it's because they have not known him. And men indeed, my brothers and sisters, have been tricked. As I said to you before, the true church was called, beyond all the misconceits of all the nations, to preserve the pure, perfect will of one. What men have called churches and institutions and even nations today have been about preserving all the corruptions that for salvation's sake, for deliverance from the misconceits of a devil, the men must overcome. I repeat, all that have been the institutions of man have been unto the preservation. I said all the misconceits of this world, misadministrations of this world, have been institutions that have preserved some manner of corruption, some manner of lie, misadministration.
Some man of presumptuous false command, if someone dared to speak, having not been spoken to first. All the injurious, dangerous, and damning misconceits that this world declared, my brothers and sisters, must one day be the lies that are no more. But yet the institutions of man have sought to preserve these lies and men not see beyond the veil and the covering of misconceit what indeed is the righteousness of the hour. And my brothers and sisters, the day when all these illusions must be no more is very, very soon upon us. There can be no double-mindedness concerning this. A standard must be raised above all. Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of, well, he said the scribes and Pharisees. But then he also said, go forth and convert the nations. Meaning your sense of righteousness, your sense of what is divine justice, what is fully honorable before the Most High, must exceed all the leaders of this world. Beyond all the contentions they have declared prideful in their lawlessness. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Isaiah 59 relates how men have made for himself a multitude of crooked paths, losing the way. So the way of peace, they have not known. It's right there. The way of reconciliation with the Most High, seeing beyond every lie, they have not known. So the Most High raises one who puts upon himself the full armor of Yah to establish a standard against every evil way. And the covenant of the Most High declares that in his day, from that day henceforth, the word of the Most High, his covenant, should not depart from the mouth of his people. I say a covenant with the Most High. That means true to all that is his will. The Most High agrees with nothing that he has not thought or spoken. So his covenant will remain in the mouth of his children when he descends to deliver, to save out of Zion those who turn from transgression. He said his covenant shall remain in the mouths of his children, even your descendants' descendants. Yes, that is upon this earth, henceforth even forever. And whoever will not hear the light of that word, he said even that whole nation should be cut off. Messiah comes saying the spirit of the Most High, the true testimony of the Most High, inspiration discerning the true testimony of the Most High is upon him. Preach the whole word that is the gospel. To release the captive, open the eyes of the blind, in a time acceptable unto the Most High. And many do believe, my brothers and sisters, that what we're approaching very much so now is a Jubilee year. Acceptable time is always considered a Jubilee year. And many believe, my brothers and sisters, with the upcoming, in a very short upcoming month, we're about to approach one. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to. The only way of salvation is to have an humble mind to realize that man, after the multitude of his misconceits, cannot prepare for that glorious way. No man can save himself after his own imaginings. And that's exactly what's said in Isaiah 44 through 45. Though many call themselves by the name of Israel, men are not able to deliver themselves even from their own misconceits, not even able to deliver themselves from the vanities of their own hearts. Or what they presuppose Israel to be. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, as I said to you before, all the chaos, tribulation, confusion that's in the world has been the result of man turning away from the voice of his creator. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, men have not done what is worthy unto peace. They have not sought to restore fully the way of righteousness. For fear of discerning that what they have trusted has been insufficient. Scriptures tell us in advance in Isaiah 28, how about 10 through 23. Tells us in advance, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah will come to tell mankind the ways that he has trusted have been insufficient. I said insufficient, my brothers and sisters, to call an allegiance to the One Most High. Messiah said, you're my friends. Yohanan 15:14. You are wise as my friends, not to be kind of my enemies, if you do everything that I have commanded. And near all humanity, my brothers and sisters, has failed to pursue all the righteousness beyond all the hypocritical partialities that are the false promises, a false promise, or false prophets. Rulers who double-mindedly divide and stagnate the minds. My brothers and sisters, if man is to deserve peace,
He has to seek to walk in all that is peace. The very word for peace, the ancient language, is completion. It requires the whole word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, to transcend all that is the wiles and the schemes of the dragon, the spell of the dragon, the false message of the dragon. Requires the whole gospel, my brothers and sisters. In fact, the very word for gospel relates to the spell, the message of the Most High. Fullness of His word that can turn people aside from every wicked way. But who else is it, my brothers and sisters, that discerns what is righteousness or wickedness? But Him who made the world, my brothers and sisters, to conform to His purpose. All supposition is vanity, my brothers and sisters. But men have created institutions to support the illusions in an era of blindness. I will tell you again, the Messiah came that the way of truth be known. But men have fallen away from that path, even daring to call Hosea that the Savior sanctions a multitude of imperfect ways. Malachi warned against such supposition. I will go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that men have called Messiah by this, by a pagan supposition of a name they call Jesus. And I've said before, that very title, Jesus or Jesus, is the name of a pagan god. And the ancient concept of a savior among the heathen was one who was anointed. After all, if you will, they wouldn't call it unclean. But all of the diversely unclean spirits, contentious spirits of all the kings and rulers, or whatever it was, my brothers and sisters, that status quo confirmed to sanction. You know, it's an amazing thing when you start thinking about things like that. As this Jesus that men have created after Roman contrivance to preserve the corruptions of Rome, so much sounds like what Revelation 13 and is what Revelation 13 calls the one that has or seems to have horns like a lamb, speaks as the dragon. After all the diversities of the world, what did I tell you before? Man fell away from his creator and created an institution to pretend to be wise when he had fallen away from wisdom. Yeshua, my brothers and sisters, comes to assure all that's written in the promise. No compromises. All the Most High declared must come to be. He is the word of Yah from the beginning, the word eternal, foreordaining, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning, all that must come to pass, even he whom the Most High has decreed must bring it to bear. The one whom the scriptures speak of in Isaiah 49 saying, remember the scripture says the Most High has a prophet who shall rise up among your people in Acts 3:18-23, Numbers 24, so it's the start of Jacob. Romans 11:25-27, Isaiah 59:19-20, all say the same thing. You will bring up a Savior out of Zion. As such as the Davidic covenant, my brothers and sisters, that one called the Son of David would do so. Ezekiel 37 says they will serve the Most High and David, their king, the Most High has chosen. If we understand all these things, my brothers and sisters, then man will be reconciled after righteousness of one king, even one whom the Most High has chosen. Even that one, my brothers and sisters, who comes unto the honor of his father. Read Isaiah 55 and read all those scriptures and find out who that speaks of and know who the early church knew Messiah to be. When you read Philippians 2:9-12 and Romans 14:10-12, when it says unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Romans 14 goes on and says, Romans 15 says, whatever is written of old is for our learning. All that is written of old is for our learning, that all the nations might become obedient to the Most High in word and deed. That's one standard, my brothers and sisters, one kingship, one sovereignty, one rule. But the leaders dare not tell you that the only way the world shall have that peace is that every lying word, every falsehood, every misadministration of man must be proven to be the lie, the presumptuousness, the irreverence that it has been, that men might serve the one Most High, him and no other. In fact, my brothers and sisters, The scripture says Messiah comes to bring forth justice. The Most High has put his spirit, his testimony upon him. How about the word of his authority upon him? One who will come forth according to Isaiah 49, saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb. From the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. To bring his people back to him, my brothers and sisters, and even the Most High has become his strength. How about the solidification, the maturation of his conscience to bring his people back to him and even declare with a salvation from every lie, every misrule, every pretentious ideal, even across this world, my brothers and sisters, to all the ends of the earth. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the meaning of this. And if the leaders are blind to the minds of people who have not discerned this, it's because they have forbid the people from reading all the scriptures. When the scripture says he comes in the clouds, my brother says the very worst cloud there, if you look at it closely in the original languages, the clouds were seen as messengers from above, and Messiah will come with a message, an exceeding message from on high that would expose all the spells, the false messages of all the rulers of this earth. And whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not be prepared to listen to that pure, perfect message, he is like the worldly, my brothers and sisters. He is like the worldly. They'll prefer that peace never come. You know, I find it amazing. Men say they want peace, perfect, but they want it without seeking the pure, perfect word. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, all such thinking is robbery, which the Most High shall not be pleased with. Humanity's only hope, my brothers and sisters, since the multitude of varying ideals that men have upheld. I can say billions read the book with different interpretations. It means that a standard, an absolute standard, must be raised. But so many of these standards, my brothers and sisters, are differing. They have not been the finished work of the Most High. But again, my brothers and sisters, the result of man turning away from the Creator and never having fully turned back. The way of righteousness. Read Jeremiah, Jeremiah 30-31, first chapter, talking about the idea about return by the way that you went. That means return to the pure word of the Most High beyond all the nations. And that alone is the restoration of a covenant. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. For the early church, again, my brothers and sisters, was knew that the only hope of the people being called true to the purpose of the church, wisdom beyond all the unrighteousness of man, must be by inspiration from above, and that every man is held accountable, required to seek the pure, perfect will of the one Most High to help his brother rightly discern the mature way unto perfect obedience, unto all and in all that is the fullness of the covenant. And my brothers and sisters, the covenant requiring each man to seek the perfect will, to preserve the way of the one Most High, lest the way be lost and corruptions intrude in the midst of our people. Jude 1:1-4 spoke of that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 speaks of that. Colossians warns in the second chapter against it. Whoever will not seek the pure, perfect word to maintain and preserve it against all misconceit and false righteousness, my brothers and sisters, has no partakership in the reward. No partakership, my brothers and sisters, refusing, let's just say, mutual responsibility in the covenant. No one, my brothers and sisters, who will not recognize that responsibility to seek the perfect word to guard and defend it will have any reward in the blessings of peace and eternal life and happiness. That has always been the promise of the Most High unto a people who would be true to him. But wherever men would uphold a multitude of diverse standards, my brothers and sisters, they have not had faith faithful unto the will of one, but have sought the compromises of the many. My brothers and sisters, shall men believe that righteousness and peace shall come as a result of man being as argumentative, contentious, undisciplined, as all that he could misimagine? Think better, my brothers and sisters, and know well Scripture talks about an eternal covenant after which he shall give peace to his people. If man is not subject to divine law, my brothers and sisters, whose lawlessness and misorder has he been subject to? Dare men believe that there will be eternal peace in this world after all the corruptions that have divided it? If you can believe that, my brothers and sisters, there's no need to listen to any such words as my own. And there's no need to even begin to talk about seeking the Most High, because if you can believe that peace will come through every misconceit, and you worship a devil, my brothers and sisters, and there's no need for anyone who would preserve corruptions or seek to be justified after corruptions, robberies, and hypocrisies, there's no reason for any such a one to receive the gift after which he might comprehend the Most High, because the end result of it is that he would only establish another division against the vision of truth that the Most High has established. And whoever would do such, my brothers and sisters, is a deceiver. Why do you ask for the Holy Spirit that teaches all things if you don't want the perfect way? You say you love the Most High and despise perfection. How can you love and prefer imperfection, believing that it will be peace? And said you worship the Holy One? Think again. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, think again. No question about it. The whole world has been tricked. Rulers persecuting the people, or whoever would seek the whole way, that they start to silence the voices of those who would turn from transgression. Read Isaiah 4:59 and discern what the scripture said and would and has occurred. The Most High has left us, my brothers and sisters, with a magnificent testimony that if we read it with a preference for all righteousness, as Abraham was told, and as the children of Abraham must follow. We have the hope, my brothers and sisters. If we have the hope of being made complete, Most High will offer us the Spirit that can make us complete, that can make us one, knowing that purity and completion is the only hope of the one choice of people reconciled after the will of one. There's something I want to talk about still yet tonight. I want to read some, so I want to read a bit of scripture to you. I think it's important that we give it attention. I have it in the chat, and I like to read it from the context of what, knowing that the leaders had an intention, and people not even realize it. As believers, as part of the church, they should ultimately have only one king, one rule, no divisions, one understanding, speaking the same things amongst them. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11. How about Matthew 28:18? And Yeshua said, came and spake unto them, saying, all authority from on high is given to me over all the earth. That's really what it means. If they would have made it clear to you, they would have interpreted it that way. So Messiah said, go for you therefore and teach all nations, meaning to teach them what they have not had, baptizing, converting them, purging them of all worldly misconceits, that they honor. That means, because when you say in the name of, means in the honor of the name. All my brothers and sisters, in the very name of the Most High says he is all and everything that he is, nothing that he is not. He does not sign any so-called covenant or contract that he did not write. If you are to honor him, it's not according to the misconceits of man. I say under the fullness of the authority of the Father and the Son. How about even as given, and even that is by the gift of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, when the scripture speaks about receiving the Holy Spirit, it's talking about an empowerment of the mind. It grants one a capacity to understand the words of the author. What does Messiah say? The Spirit will speak concerning him. Remind you everything that he has spoken, all things that he has said. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, conveys to the mind what is the right understanding. I mean, no division, my brothers and sisters, amongst us. Right understanding, right administration of the holy words. If men contend against this in any way, what did Shaul say in 2:26-3 and 4 of 1 Corinthians?
The men do this, my brothers and sisters. They're not functioning after the spirit, but the carnality of their own minds. Still retaining, my brothers and sisters, the misconceits of worldly misorientation. Still functioning, my brothers and sisters, irrationally. Not after the spirit, my brothers and sisters, but after the misconceits and misorientation that still remain in their hearts after the designs of this world. Yeshua came and spake to them, saying, all authority from on high has been given unto me. All authority from on high is given unto me over all the earth. That means one king. Go ye therefore and orient the nations as to what the righteousness of the one king. Teach all the nations after the spirit that teaches all things. Baptizing them in the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father means purging them according to all the Most High has promised will bring peace. And that is his perfect word. Shaul said in Colossians 1st chapter that he went forth. His duty, in fact, my brothers and sisters, was that all men and all things be made complete. After the spirit that teaches all things, teaching them to observe, keep, maintain, defend, guard. All things whatsoever he has commanded. I'm intended to reconcile his people after the rule of one. And lo, I'm with you until all these things be fulfilled. That's really what it means. Go back and look at original language. Even under the end of this, how about my brothers and sisters, wicked, lawless age? For what else can the age be, this age be, that has refused to hear all that is a pure, perfect word that would make it one? If we understood these things well, my brothers and sisters, we would understand that we must prepare for the day when one pure, perfect word will rule the world forever. I've often talked on this show about what I call the secret city prophecies. Isaiah 24, chapter through 27th, really all the way back to the 23rd. Talks about a city that the Messiah himself will warn before he is revealed. Zephaniah 2:15 to 3 and 6 through 13 says Messiah will come speaking that perfect word that rebukes all lies, and his people be brought forth beyond all lies, and that the Most High will reprove all the nations that will not hear his word. Isaiah 24 to 27 relates that a city would be won and destroyed because it would not listen. And that because of this, Most High rebuke all the injustices of all the nations. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 24 talks about the fall of the systems of man that have been an illusion to blind the mind, cover the eyes of all nations. And it says in Isaiah 24, 21 through 22, same thing that said to Joel. Same thing that said to Joel, my brothers and sisters, 2:31 through 32. Sun should be dark and the moon a shame for the great and dreadful day of the Most High. Messiah shall rule gloriously in Jerusalem and Mount Zion before all his saints, all that were consecrated unto him. Well, my brothers and sisters, a sign of the sun and moon, a shame. Moon not giving a light. Those scriptures come from Isaiah. I said those scriptures come from Isaiah in the 13th chapter concerning the fall of Babylon. And the scripture says after all these things have happened, things like, well, Messiah spoke of the stars falling from the sky, which it's ultimately symbolic of the fall of Babylon, the fall of all misrepresentation. Like I said, Isaiah 13 speaks of the fall of Babylon. Most I said there'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Luke 21, 24, 25. Need to read those things. You read those scriptures very closely, my brothers and sisters. They sound so very kindred not only to the fall of Babylon, but the fall of that city of confusion. That is a symbol of all the miscreant ideas and misrule of all the nations. Don't know what I'm talking about, please. My website, look up the article, hiddengospel.com. The article called The Secret City Prophecies and Understand.
What your rulers wouldn't tell you, for the Messiah to be established, peace to be established, every lie and misrule must be no more. The Most High said that there would be a sign regarding this. Now think about this for a moment. Isaiah 13 talks about the fall of Babylon. Order of the verses that are there talk about the same thing Messiah said at Micaiah 24:29, Mark 13:29. Hold on a second, what's that? 13:17. I'll go back and look at it. Mark 24:29. Let me look at this quickly and be sure of this for you. Wow, because it's all these verses run together leading to one sense of absolution. Mark 13. Let me read that one for you. Okay. 13:24 of Mark reads very much like the scriptures in Micaiah. 24:29 says, in those days after that tribulation, the sun should be darkened. Moon should not give a light. 13:24. Okay. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man, sign of the Son of Man coming with a message of great power and authority. Amazingly enough, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures that relate to this concept in Isaiah 13 are followed with the verse that says, and I will make a man as precious, more precious than the gold of Ophir. Meaning that one, my brothers and sisters, a man should be made a guide beyond all the misconceits of all the nations. And that would be the appearance of the Son of Man, my brothers and sisters. You know, it's curious. A lot of things are converging at this time. More things than I can actually right now on this show tell you. But since men have not understood the powers of the heavens shaken, the scriptures relating, my brothers and sisters, sun darkened, moon ashamed. All that men have heralded in their religiosity is exalted, put to shame. Isaiah 50th chapter talking about he'll clothe the heavens, make sackcloth their covering. Behold, my rebuke. That's exposing all the ruling principalities and powers, my brothers and sisters. It's amazing that since people haven't understood it from that standpoint, wanting to trust in the varying ideals of men, that amazing enough, we have a very, very unusual parallel of events occurring right while we speak, my brothers and sisters, in transition, even as we speak now. It says stars falling from the sky. Some would liken that to a meteor shower. We're in the midst of the Pleiades, meteor shower even now. And it will extend until this coming August 24th. What's happening on August 21st is also curious. August 21st, my brothers and sisters, we will see what has not occurred in 90 years. An eclipse that will occur only across the continent, the part of the continent that is the U.S. Some even call it the United States eclipse of 2017. Very curious, my brothers and sisters. Stars falling from the sky. Sun and moon darkened like an eclipse. Revelation 12 says the same thing. Sun and moon darkened. Micaiah 24:29. Mark 13:24. Luke 21:24-25. Revelation 6:12. Likening scriptures at 16:12-21. Continually breaking the scrolls. Scripture's talking about the drying up of the rivers, meaning that no more borders among the nations because they all will recognize one king. Prepare for one called the King of the East, it says in Revelation 16:12, and then a fall of a great city. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that it's full of misrepresentations.
even the misrepresentations of a whole world. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, the convergence of things that are happening. Right now as we speak, and the scripture says immediately after that tribulation, talking about the troubles of these times, men will see such things. And then they will see the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. Lots of things going on, my brothers and sisters. Sign means also a guide beyond all misconceits. Ultimately, what it means. Jubilee year coming, my brothers and sisters.
90 seconds.
50 years after, some say that the war that occurred, my brothers and sisters, Six-Day War, when Israel recaptured Jerusalem 50 years ago, Jubilee being 50 years. September, my brothers and sisters, this upcoming September, it'll be 50 years. How many of my brothers and sisters, as we move toward the upcoming feasts of the coming Hebrew year, how many of my brothers and sisters will prepare according to what is a true Shabbat and feast to the Most High, to seek all that is His will and miss nothing? It's time we discern Messiah as He is. For this Jesus that Rome has established to preserve all manner of corruptions has been that horns like a lamb speaks as a dragon, misconceived. It's time to discern Yeshua, even the new name that He shall be given, according to Isaiah 62:2, that at last, my brothers and sisters, we come to the will of one. No more time. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under His might, under His honor, and His praise always. Hallelujah. And I do thank you all, my brothers and sisters, yes, I do, for listening. Stay tuned. Much, much more to come.
Hey.
pop up without a question.